This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Change, Redefining Success, the podcast designed to inspire you and give you actionable information to enhance, up-level, reimagine, and reinvent your life and your livelihood. No matter where you started, where you are now, or where you've been, you too can lead an authentic, first-class life. Each week, new stories of turning points and transformation will help you define what success means to you so you can live your best life on your terms. Now here's your host, first-class life mentor and certified Profiting from Your Passions coach, Kate Fessler.
Welcome to Change, Redefining Success. I'm your host, Kate Fessler. Happy New Year! Is 2018 off to a good start for you? Do you have goals, plans, aspirations, dreams for what this year will bring you? Have you been to the gym, started reading those books? Did you resolve to spend less time on social media and more time engaging in face-to-face conversations, being present with the people in your life? Maybe you want to spend more time on social media, or maybe listening to more podcasts on a regular basis. Maybe your goal is to pay down debt or get out of debt altogether. Apparently in Canada, that is the number one resolution, at least the ones that people admitted to. Perhaps you want to find meaningful work or bring meaning back to the work you're already doing. Are you thinking about retiring or maybe looking for a new job or starting your own business? There are good reasons why you might want to consider digging deep and finding a way to make some money from things you love to do or monetize something you already have. You might want more freedom. That's the number one reason most people start businesses. They may tell you it's because they want more money, but the reality is that if you ask them why they want more money, it's usually about freedom. Freedom from worrying about if you'll be able to pay all your bills. Freedom from worrying about or dealing with an overbearing boss. Freedom from the insecurity that comes with a corporate job. Remember when that used to be the other way around? The corporate job was the security. Loyalty went both ways in companies. You do a good job, you'll be rewarded, right? That still happens, but unfortunately, it is not the norm. Companies are still downsizing, even though the economy is good, or cutting benefits. Maybe some of you are seeing bonuses from the new tax plan, but it's doubtful many downline workers will be getting raises. Speaking of the new tax plan, supposedly there are new benefits to being self-employed. And if companies think that's a good way to save money, they'll be encouraging their employees to become contractors. If that, quote, offer comes your way, you'll want to be prepared, knowing what you're getting yourself into. And if you work for yourself, you may as well do something you love, right? If you could design your own job, write your own perfect job description, would that look like what you do now? I hope the answer is yes, but I suspect for most of you, it is not. But that leads me to another reason you might want to at least start a, quote, side hustle, as the terminology goes today. When I had my office job that didn't pay me enough to live the way I wanted to back when I was younger, I had a second job in a high-end clothing store nights and weekends because I loved fashion and beautiful things. Even when I looked for entrepreneurial opportunities, it was always something creative. I went to school for makeup artistry and did color consulting, the image consulting, and personal shopping. It was a way to feed my artistic side while making some extra money. Is there a side of you that you're neglecting with your day job that you could feed with a side gig? A scarier reason to consider starting a business is the ascendance of artificial intelligence. A lot of people do their job because it pays the bills. It's not intellectually stimulating. They leave their heart and their brain at home when they go to work. But it's those kinds of jobs that can be easily automated. In Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek, one of the considerations he mentions is, can my job be outsourced? Does that mean to another country? Or maybe it soon will mean to a robot? Maybe you work in an industry that's in decline. I moved to the Pacific Northwest around the time the lumber industry was being decimated. It started with the now famous spotted owl, but think about how much paper we don't use today because of technology. Spotted owl or not, those jobs were going away. There were people whose families had worked in that field for generations who lost their livelihood and their way of life. You can protest all you want and rail against the environmentalists or whoever you think is responsible, but ultimately you have to figure out something else to do. What if you want to move? I read something very interesting recently that mobility is declining in the United States. But lots of places where I live among them are getting overcrowded, expensive, and the reasons people move there to begin with are disappearing. You may be experiencing crazy winter weather and dreaming of the desert or a tropical beach paradise. I have neighbors who are what are called snowbirds, even though we don't have much snow here. Maybe they're rainbirds. In any event, they spend summers here, which, if you've never been to Seattle in the summer, honestly, I personally don't want to be anywhere else. It's so fabulous. So they spend summers here, and when it starts to get dark and rainy and windy, off they go to their winter home. You don't have to be retired to do that, but you probably can't have a traditional job, unless you have a very understanding and supportive employer. If you have the right type of business, though, you can do it from everywhere you want to be. Lastly, it's very empowering to know that you can take care of yourself. You can make money, do something meaningful, really contribute, and be rewarded for that contribution, no matter what happens. That, my friend, is real freedom. Whatever your reason is, I encourage you to start thinking about this. If you have a job and you love your job and you're reasonably certain it's not going anywhere, well, you're probably not listening to me right now. But if you're worried or you feel called by the muse of entrepreneurship but you're scared, or you agree that having something in your back pocket just in case would be prudent, now's the time to start exploring, taking that first step. Don't worry if you can't see it. The path is there for you, I promise. If you're somewhere you can do it, quickly write down the first reason that comes to mind for you. Don't overthink it. It may be one of the things I mentioned. It may be something else altogether. We've got to take a short break, but when we come back, five things you can do to get clear on what your ideal business might be.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details. Thanks for joining us. This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Change, Redefining Success. I'm Kate Fessler, and we're talking about starting a business and five things you can do to get clear on what your ideal business might be. We've talked about a few reasons you might want to start a business. Uncertainty or concern about the security of your current employment. Feeding a side of yourself that's neglected in the work you're currently doing. And a feeling of empowerment and the all-important freedom that comes with charting your own course and being your own boss. Or whatever the reason was that came up for you. But how do you come up with the big idea that will enable you to escape from these worries and escape to the life of your dreams? In my Escape Workshop, which is based on Valerie Young's Changing Course, Profiting from Your Passions program, the EE is for Explore, which is what I'm going to share with you now. The first thing you'll want to explore is why you would want to do this. When I work with my clients, we work backwards from their vision of what they want their life to look like to what type of income streams would support that. Your why makes a big difference in the type of business that will support the life you ultimately want. If you want to spend more time with your family, for example, you don't want to start a business that requires you to work long hours. Unless, of course, you're starting a family business and everyone's on board. If your dream is to travel, you don't want to start a brick and mortar business that requires you to be in the same place all the time. If you wish you didn't have to set the alarm in the morning, you don't want to start a coffee shop or a bakery where you'll have to be up before everyone else. I think you get the picture. So what kind of lifestyle do you want your business to support? This is arguably the most important question. Don't skimp on the details. Where do you want to live? What do you want to see when you look out the window? Who's there with you? What time do you want to get up? It doesn't even have to be morning. What do you want to do first? Where will you be working? Generally speaking, outside or inside? Will you dress up or down? Will you be by yourself? Part of a group of peers? The boss? What will you do with your leisure time? Really create a vision. If you are the snowbird or rainbird, visualize your summer and winter homes and what you'll do there. If you plan to travel as much as possible, what itinerary will you follow first? How will you travel? Are you going to fly, drive an RV, go by cruise ship, sail around the world on your own? Fully immerse yourself in what that feels like. You're not done until you're smiling. Number two, the next thing to explore is what kinds of things did you used to like to do when you were a kid? That may seem like a silly question, but think about it for a bit. What we liked before we had to get real and focus on practical things can give us clues to the type of activities that would feed our soul in business. Think about what kind of toys you liked, what kinds of games you enjoyed. Even if it's just something like riding a bike, that could be a clue. I think I forgot to mention this in the beginning, but don't judge. Just write. No censorship, please. Number three. Think about five people you admire. It can be celebrities, family members, community leaders, coworkers. Maybe you've even had some bosses who you thought were great to work for. Role models who inspire you. What is it about them that you admire? Is it the work that they do? Their attitude toward life? Their lifestyle? It might be something different about each person. If you can't come up with five, hopefully you can at least think of one person. Write down as many as come to mind, and next to each person, write down one or more things about them you would want to emulate or bring into your life. Number four, this is a two-parter. First, write down things that come easily to you or that you're good at that you enjoy doing. After that, write down all of the things you're good at that you hate doing, or if hate is too strong a word, that you wouldn't want to do if you didn't have to. As an example, I am very good at cleaning the kitchen and mowing the lawn, but I would prefer not to have to do either all day, every day. The second list you'll come back to as a check to make sure you're not inadvertently getting yourself into something just because you're good at it, not because you love it. Focusing on the first list, things you're good at that you love to do, if you could be paid to use just one of these natural gifts or talents, which one would it be? It's okay if you have more than one, but if you do, rank them in order. Number five, what do people compliment you on? Most of us do something for free that people who don't know us would gladly pay for. What kind of skills or characteristics do people tell you, oh, you are so good at that? Some examples would be, you're so good with people, everyone seems to like you. Or, you are one of the funniest people I know, you have a great sense of humor. Maybe you make the best brownies anyone has ever tasted, or you can fix anything. If you're stumped, ask people what they think you're good at. Another caution, a client of mine once came back with answers to the question, what kind of job do you think I could do? That is not the question. The question is, what do you think is special about me? What do you think I do better than anyone else you know? Coupled with that, what grabs and holds your attention? What could you happily do for hours where the time passes so quickly you don't even notice? What's been called a state of flow. What's interesting about that client who was so resistant to this exploration, he eventually went on to massage school, much to his surprise as well as everyone else's. That's the point of these exercises, to get you to go deep and learn something about yourself. To tap into your innate gifts, talents, and interests, and possibly go somewhere you never thought you'd go that will be incredibly fulfilling for you. It's time for another break. When we come back, putting it all together.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Thanks for joining us. Back now with your host, Kate Fessler.
Welcome back. I'm Kate Fessler, and you are listening to Change, Redefining Success. So, did you learn something about yourself? Seeing any patterns? If you're having trouble, don't worry. Mull it over a bit. When I lived in Hawaii, there was a performer named Al Harrington who would tell a joke and then say, "It'll come to you on the bus." I usually get insight in the shower or when I'm walking. Einstein is rumored to say he went to bed thinking about a problem and woke up with the answer. If you start to write something down and then hear a little voice say something critical, like, "Oh, that's so childish," or "You can't make any money doing that," or "You may think you're good at that, but nobody else does," there's only one thing to do. Tell that little voice to stop. In fact, if you're having those kinds of thoughts, that's a clue that you really should be writing it down. If it weren't important, there would be no reason for your subconscious mind to try to stop you. Even if you have no intention of starting a business, these exercises can help you figure out the type of job that would make you happiest, or a course of study that would be most rewarding for you. There's obviously a whole lot more to this, but I'll have to leave you with these steps today. It's probably enough if it's your first time exploring these ideas. If you'd like some personal attention, I am making this offer on my podcast only. From now until March 31st, if you send me an email with the subject line "podcast discount" to firstclasslife@outlook.com, I will give you a huge discount on a Profiting from Your Passions personalized consultation. You'll receive the ebook, Finding Your True Calling. You'll do some exercises, including the ones we've talked about here, and you'll send me all the answers. Then we'll get on the phone, just me and you, for 90 minutes and talk through the exercises and brainstorm ideas for you. At the end of the call, you will have identified your next step. I will even throw in a bonus 30-minute follow-up call 30 days later so we can talk through how it went and any questions that came up. Normally, the price is $497, but only for those who listen to my podcast and hear this offer, the price is $197. That's a savings of $300, plus the bonus follow-up call. Once again, send an email to firstclasslife@outlook.com with the subject line "podcast discount." Next week, my guest will be an amazing Renaissance woman, Carol Carini. Some of Carol's achievements and milestones are LinkedIn's top 1% most endorsed in the United States for video production, Seattle radio host on 1150 AM KKNW, radio guest on Chat with Women, KIXI Radio Seattle, guest on numerous podcasts, speaker, motivational and business, Sydney, Australia, Channel 9 segment interview on fashion, voiceover talent in Australia and the United States, national jingles singer for Grapevine Studios, Adelaide, Australia, actor on Grundy TV shows in Sydney, Sons and Daughters, Waterloo Station, and Mediavac. She performed at the Sydney Opera House with Australia's top country music performer, Reg Lindsay. Producer and director, Web Services, Northwest Magazine, and others. Produced and directed hundreds of commercial videos for businesses, including some of my own. Held number one position for 10 weeks on the Australian song charts for "Send in the Violins," written by one of Australia's top songwriters, Brian Cadd. And performed several times on Australia's national variety television show, The Reg Lindsay Show. Tune in to hear Carol's journey through these myriad adventures and why she wants you to know that there is no limit to the possibilities you can achieve when you believe in yourself. Never let someone tell you you can't achieve your goals or dreams, because that's just not true. I hope you'll join us. Until then, cheers to your authentic first-class life. I'm Kate Fessler. Thanks for listening to Change, Redefining Success.
This is the EWN Podcast Network. I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at EWNPodcastNetwork.com.